Hey guys, welcome to yet another awesome episode of my podcast, The Gangster Edition. My name is Charity Awiti. So, I guess you've noticed how it's been long since I last told you guys a story. I've been up and about, you know, Wanze, doing some research up on a pale, you know, binge watching. Like, I recently watched a certain series called For Life. Damn! That thing is dope, I tell you. If you're a lover of crime, investigation, and thriller, you will definitely love this one. So, go check it out. Feel free to hit me up in the comments and tell me what you're watching. So where was I? Today's story. So I had this friend of mine in campus. We were so close, I tell you. Like, we used to do everything together. Kila kitu. Go to class together, miss classes together, hustle together, get broke together. People even thought we were sisters, because I hear that when you spend a lot of time together with someone, you kind of start looking alike. But sometime in second year, we had a falling out, I guess. But coming to think of it, it was not even really a falling out as such. We just stopped talking, I mean. I think it was just during the long holidays when we had closed down school then. It was during the long holidays, yeah? Like, we just stopped talking. I don't know why. Just like that. Someone I used to talk to every day, we just went silent all of a sudden. Reason? None. Strange, right? But I've noticed this kind of thing happens to many friendships and even relationships. Like, you just wake up one day and you all go quiet. And this is someone you used to claim was your ride or die, your BFF. It's sad, by the way, watching someone you know turn into a stranger right in front of your eyes. The good thing is, you can't prevent it. But ego. We are so egocentric that we compete on who is going to start the conversation first. It's like tug of war, tit for tat. This even happens to family members, where pride can destroy relations among family members. But the good thing is, we can prevent it by putting away our egos and pride aside, by checking on our friends and family members once in a while. Checking on our partners, being ready to apologize when you wrong someone, and accepting our mistakes. Because ego doesn't help us in any way. Pride, nothing good comes out of it. Just destroys some good friendships and relationships. So, if you're out there listening to this podcast, I hope you got what I was trying to put across. Don't be like me and my friend. Don't be too proud to start that conversation. Don't be too proud to accept your mistake and apologize, because I think life is too short to complicate small things. Anyways, thanks for listening to my podcast, and feel free to leave a comment and tell me what you think. And remember to stay safe and keep it gangster. Bye!